This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini made this announcement at a press conference in Chandigarh yesterday. He said that Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matrix scores. Mr. Saini said that if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. He said Agniveers will also be given arms license on priority basis. If someone meets with an accident, compensation will be given under the Road Transport Highway Scheme of the Government of India and free treatment will be provided. In Maharashtra, 12 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation by Gadchiroli police yesterday evening at Itapali block along Gadchiroli-Chhattisgarh border. Naxalite opened fire on the police party which was carrying out anti-Naxal operation in the forest area of Vandoli village. Police retaliated the fire. Gadchiroli SP Nilotpal informed that 12 Naxalites were killed in this encounter. He said search operation has been intensified in this area. Police recovered bodies of 12 Naxalites. They have also recovered weapons including 3 AK-47 rifles, 2 INSAS rifles, 1 carbine and 1 self-loading rifle. One police sub-inspector and a constable have been injured and they have been shifted to Nagpur for treatment. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister Devendra Fadnavis said, this is one of the major Naxal encounter in the last few years. He also announced a reward of 51 lakh rupees for the Gadchiroli police for their act of bravery. The book Wings to Our Hopes Volume 1, which compiles 75 significant speeches from the first year of President Draupadi Murmu's tenure, will be released in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will release the e-book in the presence of Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The publication division has published this book. The book will be released in Hindi and English. Indian Navy's warship INS Tejas has rescued 9 crew members, including 8 Indians, who went missing after an oil tanker capsized off the coast of Oman. The Camaros-flagged oil tanker MV Prestige Falcon had a total of 16-member crew, including 13 Indians and 3 Sri Lankans. The search for the remaining survivors continues. The Indian Navy warship and a P-8I maritime patrol aircraft have been deployed for search and rescue efforts in Oman after the oil tanker capsized about 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Mudraka. Indian Embassy said it is in constant touch with the Omani authorities and the search and rescue operation is being coordinated by the Oman Maritime Security Center and the Indian Navy is conducting operations in the region. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch, Konkan and Goa today. It said orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today. It said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand, Gujarat and East Rajasthan. In Swedish Open tennis, India's number one ranked player Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariano Navon of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 today. The match will be played at the center court of Bastad Tennis Stadium in Sweden this afternoon. Nagal had defeated Swedish Elias Himmer 6-4, 6-3 in round of 32 clash on Tuesday. In Hamburg Open tennis, Indian pair of Rohan Bopanna and N. Sri Lambala G will face German pair of Jacob Schneider and Mark Wollner in the first round of the tournament in Germany this evening. Both the Indian players will try to get the rhythm as they will also be pairing up in the upcoming Paris Olympics. In the latest ICC Men's T20 batting rankings released yesterday, India's Surya Kumar Yadav has maintained his second position while Yashasvi Jaiswal secured sixth spot. Ruturaj Gaikwad slipped one place to 8th in the batting rankings. Indian players have received major boost in the latest rankings followed T20 series win by 4-1 against Zimbabwe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.